Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Daled. We left off in daf Samach Gimel and Beis. We are at Yosef Rav Nachman, about 7 lines from the end of the page. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander and his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Leah Shalom, and Hashem Shavna Leon. We thank him for the continued sponsorship of our daf Yomi Shir. So today what we're going to talk about is three basic shailas. First shaila is, if a person is getting paid to destroy Yayin Nesach, is that a violation of Rotze B'Kiyumo? The concept of Rotze B'Kiyumo is that you want it to exist. Why would this guy want it to exist in the world? Because he gets paid to do a job of destroying it. If it didn't exist, he wouldn't get paid to do his job. So is it a violation of Rotze B'Kiyumo? And the Gemara is going to bring a Raya from Dinim of Klayim, and we're going to discuss whether that's whether the Raya is a good Raya or not. And then the Gemara is going to have another Shaila about halfway down the page, and that is whether Avodah Zarah Shel Ovei Kulchavim is Tofes as Damav. That we know that Avodah Zarah is Tofes as Dameha, that whatever money or items you receive in exchange for Avodah Zarah, the dinim of Avodah Zarah are Chal on it. Is that true even when it's still in the hands of the guy? Is it? Do we assume that whatever the guy exchanges for Avodah Zarah is also Tofes as Damav? The Gemara is going to discuss about someone who was being Megayer, and whether it was a good idea for him to sell his Avodah Zarah before he's being Megayer. That would be an indication whether it's Tofes as Damav or not. Then there's going to be a third Shaila that the Gemara discusses, and that's going to be on Amud Beis, whether a Ger Toshav can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. A Ger Toshav is someone who at least fundamentally is not Oved Avodah Zarah, and so the question is, what's the din of a Goy being able to be mivatel avodah zarah and not a Jew being able to be mivatel avodah zarah? I mean, the fact that a Goy can be mivatel any avodah zarah, even an avodah zarah it's not his, is it because he is someone who worships avodah zarah, so memela he can be mivatel avodah zarah, or is it that he's not Jewish and therefore he can be mivatel avodah zarah? Well, Ger Toshav does not worship avodah zarah, but he is Jewish, so how does he fit into that discussion? That's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of what is a Ger Toshav. How do we define Ger Toshav? What exactly does he need to be Mekabel? And the Brisa is going to explain about leaving Yayin with a Ger Toshav and how that differs than leaving a Yayin together alone with another type of Oved Kulchavim. So let's begin. Again, about 6-7 lines from the end of the page. Yosef Rav Nachman v'ulav Avimi bar Papi v'Yosef Rabbi Chiya bar Ami gabayhu. And Rabbi Chiya bar Ami was sitting together with them. So Tosus points out in Nim Rabbeinu Tam that any time it says Yosef somebody gabayhu, it always mentions it because he's about to say a dvar chiddush. That's generally consistent that he always is about to say a dvar chiddush. Over here, we don't find that he says any dvar chiddush at all. In fact, it was Rav Nachman who responds. He doesn't even say anything at all. Not a Dvar Chiddush, not a Dvar Chiddush. So Tosus points out that this same group of people were sitting together in Mesachas Ksubas, and there was another element of the conversation that doesn't get recorded here in Mesachas Avodah Zarah. And in that element of the conversation, he does say a Dvar Chiddush. So we utilize the same Lashon in describing it, even though the Dvar Chiddush doesn't appear over here. So anyway, Vyasi Vikami Bayalu, they raised the following Shaila. Schara Lishbor B'Yayin Esech. If a guy hires a Jewish worker to break his barrels of Yayin Esech and to pour out the wine, Mahu, what's the din? Is it, are you allowed to benefit in that way from the Yayin Esech by being paid to destroy it? Mia Mir and Kivin de Rotza Bikumo Aser, Odilmo Kalamute Tifla Shapir Dami. Do we say, well, since you want it to exist, you need that Yayin Nesach to exist. You don't want it to break on its own. You want it to stay intact until you can get to it and break it so that you could collect your wages for doing so. Therefore, it's going to be usher, meaning if the barrel just breaks on its own, the balabai is not going to pay you, and the worker can't say, oh, he's ready to do his work, so why should he lose out from the fact that the barrel broke on his own? No, he didn't do his job, and therefore, therefore he's being paid for the work. He didn't do the work, and therefore he wouldn't get paid. So therefore, that's a rotza b'kumo. Or do we say, no, a special exception, that since we have to destroy avodah zarah from the world, we'll be willing to overlook what would otherwise be a prohibition if it's going to yield the result of avodah zarah being destroyed, of the world being rid of an avodah zarah. So Amar Rav Nachman paskins, yishbar, let him break the chavis, v'tava lav bracha, and it will be a bracha for him, meaning he's allowed to get hana'ah from the wages that he gets in breaking the avodah zarah. What about the yisur of rotza b'kiyumo? So Rashi points out, yeah, but the chacham were mekil in order to accomplish this wonderful goal of miut tifla, of being able to get rid of the avodah zarah. The Beis Yosef in Yerodeus and Kuflam and Gimel writes that the basis for Rav Nachman is that rotza b'kiyumo is aser when you want it to be kayam in order to return it to the bailim or to sell it, but when you want it to be kayam just to destroy it, that's not called rotza b'kiyumo. Meaning, so the way Rashi seems to learn is, yes, it's a problem of rotza b'kiyumo, but the benefit far outweighs the problem. The benefit of having a result of being able to destroy it outweighs the problem of rotza b'kiyumo. Whereas Beis Yosef says, no, you're missing the point of what rotza b'kiyumo is. Rotza b'kiyumo is a long-term plan that you want it to be kayam so that it could live on. Over here, you want it to be kayam so that you could destroy it, and that's simply not a violation of rotza b'kiyumo. But whichever way we explain it, Rav Nachman came to the psak that one is allowed to be employed in such a way. So lema misayele. So maybe we could say that we have a raya to Rav Nachman, that we have a brisa that says when it comes to klayim that ain odrin im ovin chavim beklayim, a person is not allowed to dig together with an ovin chavim in klayim in order to improve their chances of growing, because just like you're not allowed to plant klayim, so too it's usher to do things that promote the growth of klayim. There are two types of klayim. There's kilei zra'im, which is different types of zra'im together, and there's kilei akerem, which is zra'im right next to a vineyard. They're both asr bezria, but kilei zra'im b'di'evet, if you planted them, that which comes out is not asr bahana'a, and you're even allowed to eat it. Whereas kilei akerem, whatever grows from kilei akerem, whether it's the grapes or the wheat that are growing near each other, they both become asr bahana'a. There's a mitzvah to burn kilei akerem. So there are two types of klayim over here, but neither one are you allowed to plant. So the Rashi doesn't explain which type of klayim the Brisa is talking about. It sounds like the dinim and the Brisa are both by kilei akerem and by kilei zra'im. And that's how the Ritva understands as well. However, Tosos writes that the Brisa is dafka talking about kilei zra'im and not kilei akerem, and he explains why in the Hemshech of the Brisa. And Tosos adds that if the Brisa were talking about kilei zra'im, then it must be talking about an Eretz Yisrael, because in Chutz Laaretz there is no iser of kilei zra'im. There's only an iser of kilei akerem. And if we're talking about an Eretz Yisrael, so according to the Shita that yesh kinyan lagoy be'Eretz Yisrael to be mafkia mikdushasa, to take away all the dinim that relate to Eretz Yisrael, so what sort of iser would there be to be oder with the goy in klayim? The din of the karka has the same din as in Chutz Laaretz. So you have to say either that there's an iser of klayim in karka shel goy, or that there's no iser of klayim bishel goy. But the Brice is talking according to the Shita that ain kinyan legoy be Eretz Yisrael, that the goy doesn't have a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to be mafkia it from its kedusha, and therefore the dinim of kilei zra'im are going to be chal. So anyway, the Gemara brings, we're still in the middle of the Brisa, the Gemara is bringing a raya that you're not allowed to do things to promote the growth of klayim. Aval okrenimo, but you're allowed to uproot the klayim, meaning if the guy is paying you to work in his field, to uproot the klayim, that you're allowed to do. Even though the you wrote to bekumo the klayim because you wanted to exist so that you could have a job in uprooting it, that's okay, kidei lemait es hatifla, because it accomplishes the goal that it's to be memait the tifla, to get rid of this horrible thing of klayim. Now we pointed out that Tosel says that the Brisa is talking about only kilei zra'im and not kilei akerem. Now the and it says in the Brisa that it's mutter for a poel to be masker himself to a goy for akiras aklayim, even though he's rotsa b'kiyumo, since the kavana is to be memait betifla. Now, wait a second. By kilei zra'im, there's no iser in even eating kilei zra'im, even if a Jew planted it, nor in planting it if a guy planted it. And nevertheless, since he's rotsa b'kiyumo, apparently, since he's rotsa b'kiyumo, there is some sort of iser. So that's why the Bryce has to say that there's no iser by rotsa b'kiyumo when the purpose is to be memait it and to be oker it. But the lashon of tifla is a very strange lashon by kilei zra'im. Tifla implies something that's offensive, something that's terrible. Over here, it's mutter ba'achila, it's mutter. So it's a little bit difficult. So the Rashbam writes that since the Torah says you're not allowed to be zorei klayim, therefore we're allowed to call it tifla, meaning that is it's fair game to refer to it as tifla. Now the Gemara explains the raya and first tells us that the brisa that allows the povel to hire himself out to uproot the klayim will even goes according to the shita that it's aser to be mekayim klayim. So savrua initially we assumed that hamani, who is the author of this brisa, Rabbi Akiva he da amar hamekayim beklayim loka, that it's assuming like the shita of Rabbi Akiva that if there are klayim that are planted and you make a fence around it, to protect it so that it doesn't get ruined, that it doesn't get uprooted, then you get malchus for that. That's also part of the Isra of Klayim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Powell is violating the Isra of Klayim when he's Rotsa B'Kiyumam. So now the Gemara says, the Brisa, where Rabbi Akiva had such a din of Mekayim B'Klayim being Chayiv, and then it's going to explain what the Raya is from the original Brisa. Ditanya, where do we see that Rabbi Akiva holds such a shita, ha-menakesh, va-mechape b'klayim, someone who pulls out the thorns and the weeds that are ruining the klayim, or a person covers the plant with dirt in order to promote its growth, loka, he's in violation of being zorea klayim, just like zorea when you're planting, and that is and the yisod of planting is promoting growth. When one is menakesh or mechape, it's also promoting growth. So it's a form of Zoraya Beklayim. But Rabbi Akiva has a chiddush. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afa Mekayim. Even if you just do things to protect that which is already growing, it's not going to grow anymore because of what you did, but that which is growing will be allowed to continue without being stopped by something else. So that's also a violation. That is also something one gets malchus when it comes to klayim. So my time with Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabbi Akiva hold that even by Mekayim klayim is a problem? Because Amar Krad, the pasuk says sadchalo sizra klayim, that you're not allowed to plant your klayim in your field. So ainli ela zoreya, I would only see from there that there's an isser mamish of being zoreya klayim, but mekayim inayin, how do I know that there's an isser of being mekayim as well? Tamalomar lo klayim, because the pasuk says lo klayim. Doesn't really, pasuk says just those words lo klayim, that doesn't sound like a sentence. So the pasuk says behemtechalo sarbiya klayim sadcha lo sizra klayim. So the Torah puts the word klayim next to the word sadcha, and you can read the pasuk as follows: klayim sadcha lo. So even if klayim are already in the field, lo, don't do that. Don't even, meaning klayim sadcha, we read it as if it said, because it says lo sarbiya klayim, comma sadcha lo sizra klayim. But you could move the punctuation that klayim sadcha lo, that if there's klayim in your field, that itself is bad. To have the klayim be mekuyam in your field is a lo sasei, and one is going to get malchus for being mekayim klayim. Now, normally, one does not get malchus for a lav she'ein bo maisa. So one would imagine sadcha klayim lo means as long as it's there, I'm going to get malchus. But that can't be what it means, because you don't get malchus for a lav she'ein bo maisa. So that's what Rashi explains. No, being mekayim klayim means you did a pu'ula, you did some sort of maisa in order to make sure that it's protected. So you built a fence around it in order to make sure that it's protected. So now the Gemara explains what the raya was, because remember, what was our shaila to begin with? The shaila was, can you be hired to destroy Yayin Esach? So we said, yes, wonderful thing. And the raya is from the brisa that tells you that you're not allowed to be Oder or Movil Chavim Klayim, but you're allowed to be Okeri Mo, because just like you're allowed to be hired to uproot Klayim, so too you're allowed to be, and you're allowed to get paid for that, so too you're allowed to get paid to destroy Yayin Esach. So So the Gemara now explains the raya that Rav Nachman has from this brisa. Meaning, we said that this brisa assumes like Rabbi Akiva, that generally speaking, there's an issur to be mekayim klayim, and lechara there's an issur of rotza b'kiyumo v'ilu lemute tiflashari. And afal pikein, the brisa says that you're allowed to hire yourself out to destroy klayim, to uproot klayim, to get rid of it. So even though rotza b'kiyumo of klayim is a problem, and if you're hiring yourself out to destroy it, lechora you are rotza b'kiyumo because you want to have a job, so you want to be able to uproot it. So you see that, like Rav Nachman says, that by avodah zara, even though there's an issur of rotza b'kiyumo, it's okay to hire yourself out to have the job of uprooting it, of destroying it. So the Gemara rejects the raya. There's no raya from that price to Rav Nachman, because it could be hamani rabbanon hi. Maybe this price is assuming that there is no iser of being mekayim klayim. The whole reason you assume that there's a din of rota of an iser of rota bekiyumo on the klayim is because you're assuming that there's an iser being mekayim klayim, like shitas Rabbi Akiva. Maybe we don't pass that way. Maybe there's no iser of being mekayim klayim. We're assuming like the shita of the rabbanon that Kayim Klayim is not in violation of a lav, and therefore there's no iser of rotza b'kiyumo. So that's why you're allowed to be paid in order to uproot Klayim. But in the case of Rav Nachman by Yayin Nesech, there is an iser of rotza b'kiyumo. So it could be you're not allowed to get paid for that. Well, frankly, Gemara Irabban, if the Brice is going like the Chachamim, that there's no iser of being Mekayim Klayim, my Irya Okrin, Afil Kumin Nami Shapir Dami. Why is the Brice saying, big Chiddush, you're allowed to be paid in order to destroy Klayim? You know what else you could do? You could even build a fence around it. You could do better than having a desire that it live another day so that you're able to destroy it. You can have a desire that it live another day and do things to promote it living another day. So if the Brisa were really authored by the Rabbanon, who hold you're even allowed to build a fence around it to protect it, why would they say that, you're allowed to be okrin, you're allowed to be socher yourself to be okar? That's not a chiddush at all. So I answer the Gemara, no, hachamai askinon, kigon dekavid b'chinam. Now the case is that the worker is working for free. Rabbi Yehuda, he damar litein lahem matnas chinam aser, and it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to an oven chavim. So generally, you're not allowed to work for free for the oven chavim. So therefore, the Brice is saying, true, generally you're not allowed to work for free, but if the goal is to be memaitis atifla, then you're allowed to work for free. And that's the great chiddush, even according to the Rabbanan. So that's the great chiddush of the Brisa. Now, frak the Gemara, but wait, it's vaita raraya now. Meaning, we thought we only have a raya to Rav Nachman if you assume the Brisa is going like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds that there's such an iser called mekayim klayim, and therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's an iser of rotza b'kiyumo. But we're willing to overlook that iser in order to be memayitas atifla. So too by Yayin Nesach, we're willing to overlook the iser of rotza b'kiyumo in order to be memayit Yayin Nesach. But if you assume, like the Rabbanon, that by klayim there's no iser of rotza b'kiyumo, so then it has nothing to do. You have no raya to Yayin Nesach. What was going on in the case of klayim? The case of klayim was you were violating a different iser of lo sechanim, and I'm willing to overlook lo sechanim in order to be memayit atifla. But that's no raya. Says, well, why is that no raya? That seems like a pretty good raya too. Mid Rabbi Yehuda nishma l'Rabbi Akiva. From the dinner of Rabbi Yehuda in the brisa, we should learn what Rabbi Akiva would say. Lavam Rabbi Yehuda asu litein lahem matnas chinam avul muti tifla shapir dami. Whichever way you parse the brisa, whether it's going like Rabbi Akiva or not, it's saying that there's an iser, but I'm willing to overlook that iser in order to be memait as a tifla, in order to destroy the offensive material. So the And if you say it's going like Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, that there's no iser called rotza b'kiyumo, but there is an iser of lo sechanim, and I'm willing to overlook lo sechanim in order to be memayit as a tifla, so the Rabbi Akiva nami. Therefore, it would stand to reason that according to Rabbi Akiva, avagav dam Rabbi Akiva mekayim b'klayim loka lemutit tifla shapir dami, that even though though Rabbi Kiva holds that there is an isser of rotza b'kiyuma by klayim, but to be midas and tifla, we should be willing to overlook that isser, and therefore it should turn out the same should be true with yayin esach. That even though there's an isser of rotza b'kiyuma by yayin esach, but to be midas and tifla, it should work like Rav Nachman Paskin. So says Gemara v'sula miti. So we can't ask any other kashas, meaning enochinami. This is a good raya to the shita of Rav Nachman. So according to the Maskan of the Gemara, Rotsu B'kiyum of Yayin Nesach is Asur, unless the purpose is to be Mema'it as Hatifla. The Ramban is Medayik from Rashi, who says that it's Asur to be Rotsu B'kiyum of Vodazara because there's a mitzvah to be Ma'avid of Vodazara, that according to that, it should be Asur for a Poel to be Ovid by Vodazara for a guy to work with Avodazara for a guy, even B'chinam, because the guy says to the Jew, you know, for example, in case a guy says to the Jew, "Shomerli chavizu shel yayin nesach," just guard this barrel of yayin nesach. So you shouldn't be able to do it. You shouldn't be allowed to watch it for him because you want the bikiyuma shel chaviz that it shouldn't get lost or ruined bipshia, and then you're gonna have to pay for your failure in shmirah. So you wrote to bikiyuma. You don't want anything to happen to it. And even if he says, "I'll pata you if there's greva veda or pshia," it should still be aser because you're doing a tova to the guy and to watch his chavis. So you definitely want rotsu b'kiyuma that nothing bad should happen. So therefore, it's aser also to be mosei kos yayin nesach to a guy because you rotsu b'kiyuma that the guy will have hakaras hatov to you, that he'll show you any favors. Meaning that's the end of the Gemara, that rotsu b'kiyuma is a real problem level desire in any which way, unless the goal is lemaita satifla. That's the only hatter that we have for Rotsa B'Kiyumo. The Pri Yitzchak has a tshuva where he says that you see from our Gemara that a poel who's masking himself to break a barrel of Yayin Nesach is considered to be Rotsa B'Kiyumo. And really, Mi'ikra Din, it should have been Aser. We only are matir to be in order to be Ma'it as a Tifla, just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mi'ikra Din, it's Aser for a poel to work for free. It's just that we're matir it to be Ma'it as a Tifla. So he uses this to ask on the Beis Yosef, that Beis Yosef said at the beginning of the sugya we mentioned before, that no, it's just simply not called Rotsa B'Kiyumo. Over here in the Gemara it sounds like, no, this is called Rotsa B'Kiyumo. It is a problem of Rotsa. Beis Yosef had said, what we mentioned earlier, is that Rotsa B'Kiyumo is only when you're Rotsa B'Kiyumo because you really want it to exist and you really want it to last. Over here, Rotsa B'Kiyumo is only so that you're able to destroy it in a short amount of time. Sounds from the Gemara that even though the plan is to destroy it, it is a violation of Rotsa B'Kiyumo. It's just the kind of violation of Rotsa B'Kiyumo that we're willing to tolerate, meaning it's worth tolerating that violation in order to be able to destroy it later on. Now the Gemara had said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an issur of lo sichanim, but you're allowed to work for free for a guy in order to get rid of his claim to be memayit as a tifla. Why is that okay? Why isn't it a violation of lo sichanim? Mehechi tesi that to be memayit as a tifla, there's a heter of lo sichanim. So there is an important run in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches that if through your matana to a guy you're being mekayim a mitzvah, that's memela not called the matnas chinam at all. Meaning it's not called the Isser of Lo Sichanim is if I'm giving him something just stam out of the goodness of my heart because I like him, because I want to do something nice for him. If I'm giving something to him for my own personal benefit, for my own personal motives, so that's not called Lo Sichanim. It simply doesn't run into the problem of Lo Sichanim to begin with. So over here, if I get to get rid of Klayim, and that's my interest, so then it simply isn't Lo Sichanim at all. Okay, so moving on now to the next Shaila the Gemara raised. Same group of people were sitting. Hadar Yasiv coming by Eluhu. So they the same group of people were sitting and raised the following Shaila. Demei Avod Zchav Bialo V'chav Mahu. A guy who has an Avod Zara and he sells it and gets paid for it, he gets money for it, what's the din of that money? Mi Tofesas Demei Bialo V'chavim? Oh lo, do we assume that this din of Tfisas Damim of Avodah Zarah applies even when it's Biyad Ovid Kochavim, or maybe not. Maybe Only if a Jew sells avodah zarah is it tofes hastamav, but not when a nachri sells avodah zarah. So Amar l'Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said to them, mistavra d'mei avodah zchav v'yarei v'chavim mutarin. It's mistavra that it's mutar ba'anah, that when it's biyad nachri, it's not going to be tofes hastamav. The reason is the din of avodah zarah tofes hastamav is derived from the pasuk of a yisacherim kamahu. So chum darshan kol shata mahayim imenu, anything that comes out from it is going to be yecherim kamahu. So that's said by a guy. That's said by Yisrael dafka, not by a guy. That's what Tosos points out in Dibra Maskel Mistavra. So it's most mistaver that the me'avuzchom biyado v'chavim is going to be mutter. So midahanu dasul kameh the rabba baravua, and the raya is from the story that happened that there were goyim that came and wanted to be megayer, and they came to Rabba Baravua to ask, what should we do with all this leftover avodah zarah we have in our rishos, meaning we're about to become from Jews. So what do we do with all these getchkas? So Amar Lahu, so he said, you know, a smart play would be Zilu Zabinu Kama de Islachu, sell it now before the Gerus, Visu Iskairu, and then be Megayer. So that at least you'll have all this money. He could have told them to just break all the Avodah Zarah and be Mevatalit, and then afterwards to sell the Shvarim. But they wanted to leave the Avodah Zarah Bishle Musa in order to sell it to people who are ovated so they can get more money for it. I mean, you could, yeah, the raw materials are probably worth something, but when it's intact, it's probably worth more. So he said, yeah, you're allowed to do that. You could sell it intact, get paid for it, and then when you're a geyer, that money is perfectly fine. So my taima, what's the reason for Rabbi Rav Mishum de Kasavar, Temei Avodah Zchavim Biyalav Chavim Mutarin, that money that one gets paid for Avodah Zarah while he's a non-Jew is going to be mutter. It's not going to be tofes as damav. So the Gemara brings the Gemara rejects the raya. The Dilma, maybe that's not the reason for Rabbi Rav Mishum, shiny haslam to keep him to die to the guri vade batla. No, maybe that's different because these people are coming to be megayer. So Mistama, they were mevatel their avodah zarah before they were megayer. So Rav Chavim was mevatel avodah zarah that he has. It's batel and it's going to become mutter bahana'a. So that's why when they sold it, it's not tofes as damav because there's no iser left. He was ready mevatel before he sold it. But if it was, if you were Megayer first, then it would be Avodah Zarah Biyad Yisrael, which is Ein L'Bitul Olamis, which you cannot be Mevatel, and when you sell it, it's going to be Tovis Dama with the Yisra of Avodah Zarah. So it's not a Raya. So it says Gemara Elamei Hacha. Okay, we'll bring a different Raya to support Rav Nachman's view that Avodah Zarah Biyad Ovid Chavim is not Tovis Dama. We have the following. Yisrael Shei Nosho Ovid Chavim Mana. A Jew was Toveya $100 from a nachri. Umachra v'chavim vehevilo. So the guy sold his avodah zarah and brought the money to pay back what he owed. Or yayinesech vehevilo. He sold the yayinesech and used that money to pay back the loan. Mutter, that's fine. Take the payment. It's not a problem. Avalim amarlo. But if the guy said the lova said to the malva, hamtein li ad she'emkar avodah zchavim v'avilcha. Just hang on, so I could sell an avodah zarah and then I'll bring you the money. Or yayinesech v'avilcha. You know, hang on while I sell my yai nesach, and then I'll bring you the money. Then aser, then it's going to be aser ba'ana. So from the first din in the brisa, you see that the dmei avodah zarah biyad goy is mutter ba'ana, and therefore it's mutter for the Jew to collect that money, even though that money was gained by the guy selling the avodah zarah. Apparently, it was not tofes es damav. It didn't have. It didn't transfer over to the money. So says Gemara, wait. Once you're bringing this whole brisa, maisha resha maisha seifa. What happened in the seifa of the brisa? Why in the safe of the Raisa when he says, hang on while I sell the Avodah Zarah, now it's going to be Usr? What's the difference between the Raisa and the Seifa? So Rav Shesha, Seifa Mishum Davle Ki Rotsa Bikumo. The Seifa is a violation of Rotsa Bikumo, because if he tells you that the only way I'm going to be able to pay you back is if I sell my Avodah Zarah, you're praying, I hope nothing happens to that Avodah Zarah before he sells it, because I want him to be able to sell it, and then I'll get my money back. Ah, that's a Rotsa Bikumo of Avodah Zarah. So ask Rav Rotsa Bikumo Ki Agavna Mi Asir. Is Rotsa Bikuma, where you're not doing any Maisa, you're just sitting there waiting, is that really going to be Aser Vatanan? But don't we have a Mishnah in Meseches Demai that Ger Ovid Chavim Sheyorshu Avi and Ovid Chavim, that if you have a Ger and Ovid Chavim that both inherit their father who is an Ovid Chavim, and the Yerusha includes some of Avodah Zarah, Yai Nesach, and lots of other things that are totally mutter, so Ger Yachal Omar Lo, the Ger could say to his brother who is not Jewish when they divide the Yerusha, Tol Ata Avodah Chavim Vani Maos. You know, you know, when we divide things up, you'll take avodah zarah, I'll take money corresponding to the value of the avodah zarah, or other properties corresponding to the value of avodah zarah. Tola to yayin nesech vani peros. You take all the yayin nesech that dad had, and I'll take other peros. Im yishabor l'rushus ager. But if they already divided the Yerusha and the ger got avodah zarah, he got yayin nesech, then usher, then he's not allowed to exchange it for mutter things with his brother, because then it's going to be nitfas in the Yisra of avodah zarah. It's going to be dmei avodah zarah. So in the first, in the Mishnah, it says that so long as it hasn't yet come l'rishus hager, he could say, you take the avodah zarah and I'll take the dvar heter. But it's rotz b'kuma of the avodah zarah until we do the chalukah. Meaning, if that's going to be the deal, then prior to the chalukah, I need that avodah zarah to exist. Otherwise, I'm going to get less money because I'm taking money corresponding to the avodah zarah. And apparently, it's mutter. So don't you see rotz b'kuma of avodah zarah when you don't do a maisa is apparently mutter. So do not tell me that the reason that there's a problem in the seifa when the Gaish Lova says to the Malva, I just need to sell my avodah zarah and then I'll pay you back, that the reason there's a problem is that it's rotz b'kuma. No, rotz b'kuma when you're not doing anything. You see over here by the Yerusha case is not a problem. So Amar Rav Barula Masnisa Avodah Mischalekas Lefi Shvareha, that the Mishnah is talking about an avodah zarah that's made out of precious metals, and if it breaks, they'll be able to sell to divide up the broken pieces. So you don't care if it breaks or not, because the shvarim are also worth something. So it turns out that it's not really a rotza b'kuma, but the brisa where the malva wants the kuma shel avodah zarah, you're not allowed to get the money for it. So it says where tenach avodah zarah, that idea of rotza b'shvareha of mischalekas lefi shvareha, that even if it were broken and destroyed, it would still have value and it would still be good. That's true in the example of avodah zarah, but it gave another example by the Yerusha case. Yayin nesech, mayika lemeimar. What are you going to answer about yayin nesech? If the wine spills out, then you lose. So it's not like an avodah zarah that breaks where you could still sell the raw materials. So it says Gemara, becheres hadaryani. The Mishnah is about yayin nesech that's balua in a jug, which is cheres hadaryani, which they would use to flavor water with the flavor of wine. So even if it breaks, you could still soak it in water and get the same flavoring out of it, and it would still be valuable. So ask the Gemara, both by avodah zarah, where we said that it's mischalekas l'shvara, and by the yayin nesech, where we said it's cheres hadaryani, that's miyashiv only why you don't care if it breaks. But v'alarotz b'kuma shlo yinovu shlo yavodu shlo yovedu, but there are other things that are rotz b'kuma. You may not care if it breaks, but you do not want it to get lost. You do not want it to get stolen, because if it gets lost or it gets stolen, then you're going to be out some money. So isn't that a violation of rotz b'kuma? Elam Rav Papa, Yerushas Hager Ka'amrit. You think you could ask a kasha from a din of Yerushas Hager? Shani Yerushas Hager, Da'kil Barabanan, Gzera, Shami Yachzul, L'kil Kulo. With Yerushas Hager, we're always a little more makel, so you can't bring any riots from Yerushas Hager, because we always want to make it as easy as possible for the ger to be Yorish, so that he's not Chozul L'kil Kulo, so that he wants to remain a from Jew. Tani Nami Yachim, Rabbi says that like this answer, but Medvar Mumur, when do we say that the ger can tell his brother, you take the avodah zarah and I'll take the money? That's Shayarshu. That's when they both Yarshin their father. But if, let's say, a ger and a goy, Aval Nishtatvu, they just happen to have a shutvus with one another in avodah zarah and Yayin Esech, then Aser. Then you're not allowed to divide up the shutvus in that way by saying, oh, you take the avodah zarah and I'll take the other stuff. You take the Yayin Esech, I'll take the other stuff. Because in a chinami, that's a violation of Rotza B'kumo. So it's Dafka Akula by Yerush Sager. Now the third Shaila. How do Yasvi become Bailu? They ask the following. Ger Toshav, Maushe Vatel Avodzchavim. A Ger Toshav, a guy who's makabel not to be Ovid Avodzara, can he be Mevatel Avodzara? Do we assume the Palach Maftil, the Lo Palach Lo Maftil, that who's eligible to be Mevatel Avodzara? Only one who worships Avodzara. But someone who's not a worshiper of Avodzara cannot be Mevatel it, and he's not a worshiper of Avodzara. Odilma called the Bar Mine Maftil. Anyone who's the same min as a guy can be Mevatel Avodzara, and he is not Jewish, so he's the same min. V'hai Bar Minehu, he's the same min in terms of every other Isser in the Torah, and therefore he can be Mevatel. He has no other extra mitzvahs or Isserim in the Torah beyond whatever any other Nachri has. Samul Rav Nachman Mistavra de Palach Mavatil de Lo Palach Lo Mevatel. He says most Mistavra that only someone who's Ovid Avodzara can be Mevatel, but someone who's a guy who's not Ovid Avodzara is not able to be Mevatel, and therefore Ger Toshav should not be able to be mevatel avodah zara. The Rambam paskins zilch avodah zara that a guy that's not ovid avodah zara cannot be mevatel avodah zara. If the Rambam makes sound like even if he wasn't mekabel not to be ovid avodah zara, which the Chora is not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, meaning you would imagine that anyone who's being mevatel avodah zara is not currently in ovid avodah zara. The point is that the Ger Toshav was mekabel not to be ovid avodah zara. So okay, what to discuss in that Rambam? But anyway, Meisvei, the Gemara asks on Rav Nachman. So again, Rav Nachman held that a Ger Toshav does not have the ability to mevatel avodah zara. Yisrael shematz avodah zchavim b'shuk. If Yisrael finds an avodah zara in the shuk, ad shelo basal yadu, before he picks it up, omer lovid chavim mevatel. He could tell an ovid chavim to be mevatel it. Misha basal yadu, once he already picked it up, ain't omer lovid chavim mevatel. It's too late. Now it's producer shel Yisrael. It's not going to help to have an ovid chavim be mevatel. Misha omer ovid chavim mevatel avodah zchavim shalov shel chavero. An ovid chavim can be mevatel his own avodah zara as well as somebody else's avodah zara. Bein ovda or bein shein ovda, whether he's ovid avodah zara or whether the guy that's mevatel it is not ovid avodah zara, and therefore he can be mevatel the avodah zara that you find in the shuk before the Jew picks it up. Well, my ovda, my shein ovda. What does the brisa mean when it says whether he's ovda or eino ovda? If ovda and eino ovda are both talking about that the mevatel is a guy, a regular ovid chavim, and the brisa is telling me that the guy is mevatel avodah zara that belongs to him, and he's ovid, and an avodah zara that belongs to somebody else, and someone else was ovid it, that can't be, because hainu shalov v'shal chavero. We already said that. We already said shalov v'shal chavero. So what's ovda and eino ovda adding? El lav ovda ovid chavim umay eino that what's ovda? It's ovid chavim my eino ovda, and what's she'eino ovda? Ger Toshav. That must be a reference to a Ger Toshav. Ah, shmamina Ger Toshav nami mevatel. So don't you see a raya that a Ger Toshav can also be mevatel avodah zara? So it says Gemara, it's not a raya. The raya presumes that there's no other explanation of what ovda v'she'eno ovda means. What beina ovda bein she'eno ovda means. Lo liolamei malach idi vidi ovid chavim. It's all talking about non Ger Toshavs, regular ovdi chavim. Ud kamrit haynu shalov shel chavero. But we said that it's redundant then, because we already said shalov v'shal chavero. No, reisha, the chilik of shalov v'shal chavero is zev zel pa'ar. We're talking about two different guys that are both ovid avodah zara of bal pa'ar. They both have the same religion, and the Bryce is telling us that just like a guy could be mevatel avodah zara of pa'ar that was his, he could also be mevatel someone else's pa'ar avodah zara of zev zel markulis, or they both do markulis. But seifa zel pa'ar zel markulis, the chiddush of the Seifa is that a guy who worships Pa'ar can be mevatel his friend's Markulis and vice versa. But a Ger Toshav? Nah, Ger Toshav is lo polach. He doesn't get to be mevatel anybody's avodah zara. So the Gemara asks the Rav Nachman from Meisvei. We have the following that defines a Ger Toshav. Following Brisa, is a Ger Toshav. What is a guy who's called a Ger Toshav? Kol shekibul lav b'fnei shlosh chaverim, person who is mekabel in front of three tamid chavim, shalo lavet avodah chavim div Rameir. Rameir holds, he's mekabel in front of three tamid chavim, not to be over avodah zara. V'chomrom kol shekibul lav sheva mitzvos shekibul aleihem b'nei Noach. He has to be mekabel all sheva mitzvos, and only then is he a Ger Toshav. Acherim omrim elu lo ba'al l'chal Ger Toshav. That's not enough to be called a Ger Toshav. Elezu Ger Toshav ze ger ochel nevelos shekibul lav l'kayim kol mitzvos amurus b'torah chutz mi'isur nevelos. A ger who eats nevelos, but that's all. That's it. Everything else he keeps. So a Ger Toshav has different dinim than a regular guy, as far as the isser of the yayin of a Ger Toshav. So miyachdin esel yayin. If a Jew has a store with wine and Ger Toshav comes in, the Jew can leave the Ger Toshav alone in the store for some short period of time, and he doesn't have to worry that the Ger Toshav touched the wine that's in the store was menasichit, because he's not an ovid avodah zara, and he doesn't have to be choshish. He's going to switch it out with his own wine, because in such a short time he's not going to switch it out, and he doesn't have to worry that some other guy is going to come in and touch the wine, because the Ger Toshav that's there is not going to let anyone else touch the wine. But vein mafkid in etzel yayin, not to be mafkid wine for a long period of time. Va'afilu bi'ir sheruba Yisrael, even in a city that's mostly Jewish people. Aval miyachdin etzel yayin, afilu bi'ir sheruba shalav chavim. But you could be miyached wine in the store in a Jewish owned store, even in the city of Sherub Dov Lichavim, that non-Jews are likely to walk into the store, and we're still not choshesh because the gertoshev that's there is not going to let them touch the wine. Shimno kiyeno, and his oil is like his wine. Shimno kiyeno salkadaitach shemen mika avi nesach. What do you mean shimno kiyeno? There's no issue of nesach when it comes to shemen. Eli yeno kishimno. No, his wine, the gertoshev's wine, is like his oil. In that it's mutar b'anah, it's only aser b'shtia. Ulishar kol davar, and for all the other mitzvot in Torah, areyu kovil chavim. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer yeno yayin nesach v'amilam mutar b'shtia. Rav Shimon Gamliel says his yayin nesach, but others say that it's mutar b'shtia. But katani mia ulishar kol davar areyu kovil chavim l'may hilchsa lav de mevata avodas chavim kovil chavim. So we said that for everything else he has a din like an ovid chavim. Oh, what's for everything else? Isn't that about our din of being mevatel avodah zarah? So you see from here that he has the ability to be mevatel the avodah zarah, even though he's a ger toshav. So Bezashem, tomorrow we'll pick up. We fell a little short. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the answer to that raya. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day.